Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Now it's ready.
Found its way into our reality. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday, February the 28th. Normally it would be the end. Finito. Adioso. See you later. Oh. But now we're gonna do a leap year. And so we will do that tomorrow.
It's an extra 24 hours. Yeah, I only had 24 more hours to get things done. Hey, guess what? This year we do.
Yeah. Hooray. All right, so do we talk about, this is a real cliffhanger, boys and girls. Biden and Trump win Michigan. Da-da-da-da-da. The primaries are over there. And so now the news media is excited because it looks like Joe and Donald will, or at least are getting closer to a rematch. Won't that be exciting? The world can't wait.
Define exciting.
Oh, my God, yes. Biden beat Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips. He's really the only significant Democratic challenger, at least at the moment. Let's see if they have something up their sleeve when they have their convention. And then Donald Trump defeated Nikki Haley. Where are they going? What are they doing? I'll tell you something. A lot of discombobulated Republicans and Democrats. That's what you get from the polls. Not that Biden and Trump won, but they kind of lost, both of them. And people say, you can turn a beautiful orange into a rotten apple every time. And that's not, I'm just looking at the numbers. There's a significant number of uncommitted Republicans and uncommitted Democrats. And that spells opportunity for somebody, whether it's Nikki Haley. Is she going to be the nominee? Who knows? That's what's so crazy about the people here in Massachusetts and the other states who are voting next week on Super Tuesday. Let's vote early. Mail in your ballots. Yeah. How do you know what's going to happen between now and next Tuesday? And these phony baloney, make it easy for everybody to vote. Mm-hmm. The process, frankly, isn't supposed to be easy. It's an important thing that you ought to put your heart and soul into. At least that's the way I look at it.
Well, and also some employers, unfortunately, will not allow their employees to have off. So then the employees only have a short window. And with how long the lines are, sometimes they can't wait in that window. Employers need to also kind of do their diligence. And I don't think there's anything wrong with voting early if it's closer, like maybe 24 hours, 48 hours early. But I always think of the whole Fetterman situation and how many people voted for him. And then he unfortunately had those health issues. And a lot of people had said, if I didn't vote early, I wouldn't have ended up voting for him. They mm-hmm. changed their mind after they cast their early ballot.
Yep. It's bad. Situation is not good. And yet there's a customized. I was looking. We have in the town that I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a sort of a rivalry between the old school Democrats and the what you call them, liberal, whatever. There's two different factions. Let's put it that way. Who want to run the local Democratic committee, the city committee. And I looked there. A bunch of brochures that are around and flyers that have been sent out. I don't know if you have this sort of thing in your community, Jay, or if other people listening have this, but the old-timers who have been doing whatever the bidding of the public to keep things controlled, the sort of liberal faction, that's group one. And I want to keep everything the way that it is, and that doesn't mean that it's good. It just means that's what they want to do, including a state rep who gerrymandered a district to make sure he was going to win. He's one of the group ones. And then there's group two. They're a group of younger Democrats, but more traditional Democrats. The local state rep and a couple of people have been on city council. Neither one of them represent much change, but they do. It's an interesting faction because it's liberal versus moderate, let's put it that way. And I think you see more and more of that around the country. I think the liberals do not have control of the Democratic Party. And why should they? Or whatever factions there are, the so-called right wing of the Republican Party, why should they have control? Why shouldn't it be you who has control? And making up your own mind is an important part of doing your job. Your duty is to be a good citizen, to understand what the issues are, and to vote accordingly. A lot of you vote with your heart. Some of you vote with your head. Some of you vote because there's a D next to a person's name, although there's much less of that than there used to be. But in my town, if you're not a Democrat, have a real tough time winning any elections. That's just the way it is. And so I rarely vote for anybody who wins, although I certainly have, in local terms, I've supported and helped people win that I thought were good, and they were Democrat. But again, what difference does it make whether you're a Democrat or Republican if you do a good job? A lot of you don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a Democrat. I'm not voting for him. Or he's a, or she's a Republican. Nah, we don't vote for Republicans. Look at what they stand for.
Or the candidate who's, yeah, or the candidate who's with the party that says their party's better. What happened to for the people, not for the party?
Right, exactly. Of the people, by the people, and for the people. All right, anyway. So here's this situation in Georgia. Wow. There's a migrant who was arrested, who apparently killed. This is the latest battleground on immigration. This happens way too much. And this is why when you go to the polls, you think about Joe Biden and the complete fiasco that's on our borders. And he and his party are 100% responsible for that. So if you don't know the story, there was a this whole thing, the politics of immigration set the stage for a protest. The people who understand this guy from Venezuela, who's been charged in the death of a former student, University of Georgia student, I think in Athens, if I'm not mistaken. This is really it's a horror. How can these things happen? And that's the headline for me. That's a way lot more important headline to understand than who won the Minnesota primary. I don't really give a damn who won. I mean, I'm talking about it because some people do. But this 22-year-old nursing student, dead on a trail, University of Georgia. This is the first time anybody has been killed on this campus for a long time. And so the suspect, a 26-year-old migrant from Venezuela, charged with kidnapping her and killing her. And so this area of Clark County, which has about 130,000 people in it, it's 70 miles directly east of Atlanta, a flashpoint, the focus on U.S. immigration policy. If you don't believe that's the case, you can look all over whatever social media you have. And, of course, Trump has been fueling the flames of this, maybe justifiably so. Jose Antonio Ibarra, Trump called him a monster, and he blamed Biden. I'm not going to fall for what Trump has said. I just feel that way myself. That doesn't mean I support Trump, and it's not about Trump. Mm-hmm. It's about the migration. It's about the situation and the unwillingness of the people in charge to secure the border. And for what reason? What do they expect to gain by letting all these people come into the country? It's a bloodbath in many different ways. And, you know, Alejandro Mayorkas keeps saying, there's no problem. It's, it's just one of those things. The statements are not doing the Bidenites any favor at all. So, anyway, the conversation, according to the mayor, should be focused on mourning the victim, not blaming the individual. Or blaming the group. Why? This person shouldn't have been here. So you're not going to sell me that bill of goods. What about any thoughts? Maybe, I don't know, is that too volatile?
I think there's a time for everything. I think there is a time to focus on the victim, focus on the victim's family, and then move on towards the monster, regardless of, you know, from where they come. This poor young woman should have not, she should still be alive across the board. And we have murderers here. We have drunk drivers here. We have all of that stuff. And
people
have those same intentions. But my brain always goes towards the, when it comes to so many undocumented, who isn't just somebody who's going to, you know, kill somebody with a weapon or a DUI, but actual terrorist situations that are going under the radar.
Well, I get that. I think that's important. You're right. Maybe that's the most important part of it. But still, that woman would be alive if it weren't for this fellow being admitted to the country.
And she deserves the time.
Not admitted,
but we even focus on her for sure.
Just wandering in. It's leap year. There's a VIP offer that you can get today and tomorrow only at toploss.com on Calitrin. America's number one way to lose weight. They have a VIP club, sort of. And you can join that. And you can get into that. There's membership available today at toploss.com. So let's help support your weight loss or other people maybe in your family or friends by going to toploss.com, taking advantage of this leap year VIP offer. It's a great thing. Check it out at toploss.com, please. And get started losing that weight, 18 after the hour.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-900-6177 to speak to an expert. That's 800-900-6177.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax tip and fees extra.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
To dig around in social media, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Let's see what is going on with Ariana Grande, because her name, Jay, in the celebrity news trending department is in the top 10. She has been auditioning, and that seems rather strange. Why would Ariana Grande, after all, you know who I am? Do you know who she is? Why is she... Why, what's going on here? What is the story?
Even Meryl Streep auditions.
Oh, yeah, I guess she does. All right, well, let's find out what the story behind the story is. So everybody is, you can have a grande day knowing what the story behind the story after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Jay, you're probably more attentive when it comes to these sorts of things. I'm not a big Broadway fan. I don't know much about Wicked Broadway show or the movie, but it seems to have attracted a lot of attention. But the focus here is on Ariana Grande and the fact she had to audition for a role in this movie. I don't get that she was upset about it. It just seems strange.
Oh,
or is it?
No. So what she's discussing is that she basically, before a movie was ever even announced, she came from Broadway. Ariana Grande got her start on Broadway in the musical 13. And then she was on a Nickelodeon show for a while before she moved into the music career. But I think what most people know her with the music career, and she was always in love with the Broadway musical Wicked. She knew that whenever there was a film that was going to go into play, that she wanted to at least audition. She either wanted Glinda or Elphaba. She wanted a part in it, and she basically had always stalked down the lead producer and the directors and everything, and just asking, like begging, like, hey, whenever this comes to fruition, please, I'm begging, just please give me an audition. And then once it was happening and she knew she was going to audition, she basically went through 6 months of daily prep with singing lessons and acting classes, and just trained every single day for this when she got the audition. And it clearly worked out because she booked the role.
Well, congratulations.
You want Hooray. Something bad enough, you work hard for it. Hey, look
what
can happen.
And that's the lesson here, by the way. It's not necessarily about Ariana Grande, even though she's the reason we're talking about this, but don't give up. If you have a dream, if you have an idea, if you have something that you really want to do, then do it. And you can say, well, that's easier said than done, Doug. Well, it depends, I guess, on how much there are people. This is where astrology comes in, frankly. The stars under which you are born, people say, ah, there's that crazy Stefan again. But no, I think that your personality and what it is that drives you, in this case, this is something you really want, so you go for it. Some people have that, Jay, and some people don't. That's just kind of the way it is. But in this case, she wanted it, and she got it, and good for her. Ariana Grande, the focus of our conversation here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Announcing the new My Pillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Stefan, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump are both notching primary election wins in Michigan and in convincing style. On the Republican side, Trump handily defeated challenger Nikki Haley after beating her in her home state of South Carolina last week. On the Democratic side, a not-so-insignificant number of Michigan voters did turn in a protest vote against President Biden over his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The use of Paxlovid could save lives and money. USA's John Schaefer.
University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. According to the UT report, widespread use could have reduced hospitalizations by hundreds of thousands, resulting in estimated savings of $57 to $170 billion.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Go ahead. Make my day.
One of the greatest movie lines, right? Of all times. You see how this is another one of those things about having desire. We're talking about Ariana Grande, if you're just joining us in the last half hour, and how she really wanted to be in Wicked, the movie. And she set her heart, became her heart's desire, and she went for it. Clint Eastwood always was the same, and he still is at it at 90, I think he's either 95 or 96. He's directing another movie. I think it's just been finished. He looks his age. And sometimes you see some of the movies that are on some of the channels and you remember what he looked like, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. Rawhide, he really looked young in, but, you know, you go to Dirty Harry movies and how he played and various, you know, like even the Untouchables, not the Untouchables, the, what's the name of that movie, The Undefeated, but the Hackman was in it. It was a cowboy movie, I forget. Wasn't it? I forget what it was called. But at any rate, he looked, you know, and it doesn't seem like that long ago. Would you see a picture even of Hackman today? I saw a picture of him last week at 90. I think he's 90. And he looks, you can tell it's Gene Hackman, but he's lost a lot of the starchy look. If you know what I mean.
Well, I think it's our own age, too, when we see a lot of these. Because a lot of these older actors who were already kind of, not necessarily older when I was younger, but older to me at that age, have always looked old. So they still look relatively the same to me. But every so often you do get somebody who it's like, they're unrecognizable. I would not be able to, if I identified it was that person, if you showed me a current day photo. But a lot of the people that I grew up with watching that were my age or that I took notice of at an older age for myself, I noticed them aging a lot more than I do with a lot of these older, like Gene Hackman has always looked like that to me.
Got it. It's all relative. It really is. That's true.
Yeah, it is.
Taking action here on lots of things, talking about taking action, moving you to a decision, to a point. That's kind of part of what we do on the Good Day program. Questions and answers. I'm Doug Steffen. That's Jay Kirshner. We're here to talk about what really happens so that maybe you can learn a few more things about various issues and various people, like the discussion that Ariana Grande. I never would have known that she was really that interested in acting. I thought she was a singer. That's the category I've always put her in.
And that's where she got her start in acting.
Right. Right. So she's moving into different areas, moving forward. And so I use that as an example of encouraging you to move. Whatever it is, movement is a stepping stone to a path forward, and hopefully it's a good path forward. And with that in mind, I invite you to go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop their semi-annual sale. Say, oh my God, look at some of the things that are here. If you're head over heels for good steaks, a lot of people love those Omaha steaks. Use the promo code Doug, /Doug, when you go to omahasteaks.com. A variety of these mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet, gourmet chicken breasts, jumbo franks, right? And the desserts, they're caramel apple tartlets. You get a lot out of this. This is the semi-annual thing. Everything qualifies. So let's get at it, right? You ready? Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale. Get ready for the grilling season. Now, this will last, I think, until about the 1st of April. And so you got a month to check it all out and to take action. So just think about it. When you hear the word Omaha, as it's associated with steaks, you know you have quality, you know you have convenience, you know you have everything you need to have an unforgettable experience. Omaha Steaks. Yum, yum, yum. For all the products that are there. Check it out, omahasteaks.com/Doug. Shop the semi-annual sale. It gives you 50% off, half price on all the things that are there. omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. Story floating around today about a doctor from New York University who died at a Disney restaurant in Florida, and her husband blames the restaurant. I don't know. I haven't been to Disney in Florida for ages, so I don't know what restaurants are there. There are tons of them around. This was a particular Irish pub. Went in there, and she told them that she had a nut and dairy allergy. And, okay, that's fine. And then she was served some stuff that had nuts and dairy in it, and she died.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, this is definitely negligent. They let the server know. The server let the chef know. She was able to order what she wanted, and they were able to make it separately and without the ingredient that she's allergic to. And what happens is if you have a specialty item, whether it's a food allergy or something, there is a flag, like a special little flag they put in your dish when they serve it to you. And her dish did not have that flag. And so the doctor and her husband questioned the server again. The server assured, no, I don't know why there's no flag, but this is made appropriately. And it wasn't. And the server should have just automatically taken it back, said there's no flag in this, just out of additional precaution, and they didn't. That dish never should have been served to her, and it never should have been consumed without that flag. And the couple even identified, hey, this doesn't have the flag in it, but they trusted the server's words. And later when she was by herself, she suffered an allergic reaction, applied her did her EpiPen herself, and that wasn't enough. 911 was called, and she just, unfortunately, sadly, did not make it.
Yeah, it's one of those inexcusable, unnecessary deaths, and Disney will pay big time for this, as well they should. Disney's big and impersonal, and I just, you know me and Disney, I'm not...
you're not a fan of it.
No, nope,
well, and hopefully she will not have died in vain, and that they will, not only for this specific restaurant, but all of their restaurants, re-up the qualifications, re-up the educational process, and make sure that all of their employees know, or their quote-unquote cast members know, if somebody has an allergy or a situation, do not serve them food that does not have the flag. Like, follow all of the precautions. And if they are questioning it, it's one of those things that it's the happiest place on earth. That's magical. And the not like the customer's always right mentality, but it is that way. And if you need to, if it is made right, but there's no flag in it, still take it back, have it made again, put that flag in, and then take it back out.
I'm sure
they would have gladly waited to have their food remade.
Yeah. To be sure. An investigation is underway in another circumstance. Explosive device detonated outside the office of the Alabama Attorney General. Nobody was hurt. The Attorney General is Steve Marshall. Law enforcement is leading the investigation. Nobody knows what the motive is. Nobody knows. You know, it's like nobody knows. So am I irresponsible for bringing that up? Does that give people ideas? I often wonder sometimes.
I think by 2024, a lot of people already have their own ideas. They already, if they're going to do something, they don't need to hear the report of somebody else doing it for them to...
Right.
I feel like they already have these ideas. Even if they don't go that exact route, they're going to do something else.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's not the power of suggestion. Because I do sometimes really think about that sort of thing.
I think once upon a time, that would have absolutely been true. The power of suggestion. I just think we live in a different world.
Yeah. Well, social media has changed the world, for sure. Gary Sinise is mourning the loss of his son, who was 33, had a rare spinal cancer. Gary Sinise is somebody who, he's a good actor, and he's a good human being, and he gives his time to good causes. So there are all kinds of reasons to know and acknowledge what Gary Sinise, apparently his son worked with that foundation that he's established. He's 33. Good God. Looked like the kid played the drums. It looked like a normal kid. How do you get cancer? That's the thing that this brings up with me is, how do you get cancer in some of these places? What is cancer really? In this case, acknowledged by doctors to be a very rare cancer. It's called chordoma. He's had it since 2018. It affects only 200-300 people a year in the United States. But, you know, that's really kind of what I think. When I looked at this, I thought, my God, where do these things come from? And I go back to what we were just talking about with regard to the woman who had the allergies. We didn't have these kind of allergies 40, 50, 60 years ago. They didn't exist. And these rare cancers didn't exist either. So the question here is, how many maladies are there around now? You can even go to COVID. That sort of thing That was engineered in a laboratory and created. But then, okay, we know that. Is that where some of this other stuff comes from? Do we do... I'm asking the question. I have strong feelings about it, but I don't know the answer. But it seems to me, excuse me, that there are so many different things around today that you can catch, that you can get, that can affect your body, and they weren't around before, or people say, well, we just didn't know it.
Or they were misdiagnosed as other things because so many things share symptoms, and now, it is a wonder of how many more people are getting things or versus are we just more aware of it. I want to see studies of location, like different countries, different continents, of the numbers of who's getting what, how many people are getting what, because obviously most of us believe that it is part of our nutrition. It's the lifestyle stuff. It's the elements that we're around. We've already seen that if people live closer to power plants, there are additional things that they end up with. We know that we have ingredients in our food or our food-like products that other countries will not permit. So it would be very interesting to see where all the illnesses are.
Yeah, to be sure. All right, let's go back to your former residence, your former hometown of Nashville. Police department there investigating a bomb threat at a school. The same school, it was the site last year of that mass shooting, the Covenant School. Right? You know this story? Apparently, an employee there got an email bomb threat. So they cleared everybody out of the school. But what is there about the school? What can you tell us about the school? What do you remember? What do you know about the Covenant School?
It's a religious private school. But we've also been seeing this. I don't know if it's one of those coincidences that happens to be the same school that the shooting took place. But we have been seeing a lot of bomb threats to a lot of schools, a lot of school districts, certain schools in particular, school districts where all of their schools are having to check it out. And they end up being hoaxes. But there is this uptick of bomb threats that entire districts are getting.
Yeah. Good God. All right, well, something to think about, that's for sure, which is what my desire is. I want you to think about stuff going on here. That's why we talk about it on Good Day. It's 48 after the hour.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As part of our daily routine here on the Good Day program, we have the farm food family, food farm family. There's many different words, order you put in. Unless you're going to find the info on the web, and then you go to foodfarmfamily.com, where there's always a review every day of the information that we pass along during this segment of the program. Today, we celebrate National Pancake Day, also known as Johnny Cakes, or Griddle Cakes, or Hot Cakes. The batter, we went to a farmer's market the other day and had crepes, and I said to Megan, is this batter the same as the batter used for cakes or pancakes or whatever it is? And she said, yeah, for the most part. I guess that this is one of the oldest breakfast foods in history because this doughy substance goes back more than 30,000 years. Wow. Right? Stone Age stuff. The word pancake first appeared in English in the 15th century, but apparently you go back to ancient Greece and Rome. This was considered a sweet. It was a mixture of wheat flour and olive oil and honey and the curdled milk. So a lot of people have enjoyed these things. Shakespeare mentions them in his plays. In England, there is they celebrate Shrove Tuesday. That's been going on for a long time. That's the day kind of we call it. It's the day before Ash Wednesday is Tuesday. It's what's the name for the day before Ash Wednesday here?
Oh, Mardi
Gras. Mardi Gras,
yes.
Right.
Because it's the day where you can overindulge before giving things up or changing the dietary restrictions during the period of Lent.
Yeah, so that's the day you go to IHOP and enjoy all those buttermilk pancakes, right? They have you can get free pancakes still, probably, right? At IHOP, I think if you play your cards right, you kind of go on the right days or whatever it is. I like pancakes, but they do settle in your stomach like a big, it's like eating a donut, like a big thump in your stomach. But they taste good going down, especially if you get some good syrup, real honest-to-goodness syrup. Bisquick introduced the fluffy stuff back in 1931, the fluffy pancakes. And then Bisquick became the official sponsor of National Pancake Week in 1985. You can use the Bisquick is also the dough. You can use that for almost anything, right? It's not just it isn't pancake mix.
People use it for like
waffle mix.
Biscuits, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
especially if it's the buttermilk one, because you can do the biscuits, you can do the pancakes. I don't think you can do crepes. Crepes is it's the same as pancakes, but it doesn't have the rising agent.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it's just one of those things of what. It's like the powder mixture, and then it's just how much water or milk or eggs.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can make protein pancakes by adding more eggs to the batter.
Yeah. I remember a few years ago, the big flip. Remember that big pancake that got flipped in England? 16 yards across. Damn thing weighed 3 tons. There we go. Enjoy your pancakes. All right, recall time. There's a pharmaceutical outfit that has issued a nationwide recall of Equate lubricant eye ointment. So if you have any product that you purchased with the Equate label, you bring it back. Mostly you buy it at CVS and Walmart and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, most of the time you go to these drugstores and they have their own brands, but it's the same stuff that you pay a dollar more for with the real, with the company's name on it. They sell them in
like
bulk.
CVS Health Lubricant eye ointment that wouldn't have Equate or Lubricant PM ointment. It's a sterile issue. And that's not something you want to be putting in your eye.
Nope, not at all. So there again, in Walmart, CVS, most of the big pharma stores that are controlled by big pharma, and so whether you look for the Brassica label. Any kind of eye ointment I would be bringing back, frankly, to the drugstore and getting your money back because you don't really know where it came from. That's the problem with that stuff. You don't really know where it really was made.
Well, that's what we're seeing with that whole Rizzo Foods cheese situation because they're a supplier to so many different brands, and that's why there are so many recalls that most people would be looking, for Rizzo cheeses, and it's like, no, they're not all that easy. A lot of this is hidden in other things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wendy's going to start, at least they're going to test an Uber-style surge pricing. I wonder if this is going to be based on location and demand for whatever the product is, right?
Yeah, and times of day. Like how Uber, if you're getting a car during certain times of day or in the evening after a concert or something, there are surge prices. And Wendy's is going to try that for their food.
Surge hamburger time. 59 pounds.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.